Court records confirm that the 15-year-old accused of killing two teens at a Kentucky school in January found his weapon in his parents' bedroom closet. As regional students prepare for a walkout to protest gun violence, Nicole Irwin reports on the status of legislation meant to secure the storage of weapons around children.
We'd asked him, when he initially had the thought of the school shooting.
In a previously unreleased video, Captain Matt Hilbrecht of the Marshall County Sheriff's Office testifies about his interrogation of accused school shooter Gabriel Parker. The recording was released because Parker is being tried as an adult. Hilbrecht explains how Parker got the 9mm pistol from his parents' closet.
So he went in the bedroom, he retrieved the pistol, was still in a case from the closet, stuffed it in between the clothes to conceal it, and then he actually left it in the laundry basket till that morning of the shooting.
The testimony confirms earlier reports by the resource that the gun came from the home. It's a sadly common occurrence. Two studies from 2004 and 2015 found that the majority of school shootings by students involved guns obtained from the home or family members. Now, 6 weeks after the school shooting that shocked this small Kentucky community, state legislators are considering multiple bills requiring secure storage of firearms around minors.
So we are talking about it. It is not dead.
That's Kentucky Republican and 3rd District State Senator Whitney Westerfeld, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, where Senate Bill 184 currently sits. Westerfeld has the ability to move the bill out of committee and to the floor for a vote.
I appreciate the effort of the bill. While I am a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, I think it's worth looking at whether or not handling them improperly or unsecurely, I think that's something we should look at. I think it's something we should talk about and consider.
The bill makes improper storage of firearms in homes with a minor a misdemeanor offense. Westerfeld says the bill needs work to more clearly define safe storage before it can move forward. Two other child access prevention bills are stalled in a House committee. Similar legislation in Ohio is also in committee and has failed to pass the last several years. Other gun-related bills are moving forward, but they tend to liberalize where guns are carried rather than restrict them.
Unfortunately, we've also seen a dangerous policy response to the school shootings, and that's proposals to arm teachers and school staff. Those bills are dangerous.
Hannah Shearer is a staff attorney at the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Shearer says West Virginia has passed legislation that would expand where people could carry firearms, including some private school grounds and public school functions. Ohio is moving in a similar direction.
It would decriminalize carrying a firearm in a school safety zone as well as in a bar or a courthouse by people with a concealed carry permit.
Students like 17-year-old Madison Betts of Callaway County High School, located just 30 minutes from Marshall County High, say they don't feel like legislators are listening about the need for safer schools.
We can go to the Capitol and we can advocate and we can speak and we can protest, but they're not taking us seriously.
That's why she's participating in a brief student walkout. 17 minutes to reflect on the 17 lives lost during the Parkland, Florida shooting. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.